Unveiling the secrets A-list copywriters use to make themselves and their clients millions. This is the Copywriters Podcast with your host, the world's greatest copywriting coach, David Garfinkel.
One of the greatest insiders in direct response today is not primarily a copywriter, but a graphic designer. Actually, our returning champion, Lori Haller, is a designer and so much more. She works side by side with many of the greatest copywriters of our time to help create control beating packages for clients like Boardroom, Healthy Directions, Dr. Al Sears, NutriHealth, KCI Communications, and Agora. She has coached clients around the world, and she is an in-demand speaker and trainer. I've only scratched the surface of Lori's incredible and long list of credentials. You'd be hard-pressed to find someone who knows more or who has done more. Her company, Designing Response, based in Germantown, Maryland, has built a reputation for creating award-winning, sales-generating direct mail, online promotions, space advertising, and product development. Today, she's going to share some of her secrets for using design to get better conversions from your copy. Of course, I am very curious about your response to this when I tell you copy is powerful. You're responsible for how you use what you hear on this podcast. And most of the time, common sense is all you need. But if you make extreme claims, and or if you're writing copy for offers in highly regulated industries like health, finance, and business opportunity, you may want to get a legal review after you write and before you start using your copy. My larger clients do this all the time. So, Lori, welcome back, and thanks for making time to talk with us today.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me. I'm tickled to be here. Can't wait.
Well, that's great. We got so much to talk about. I'm just going to dive right in. Great. You are well known for saying, copy is king, design is queen. Could you elaborate on that a little?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I'm going to answer it as today's answer, because as we know, technology is changing so much. So that slogan, what that means is that copy is the most important thing, you know, when dealing with something online. It can be an ad, video, it can also be print. It doesn't really matter, but the copy is king. It's the most important thing, and it's the essence, the tone, the flair. It's what noodles and invites them in. It helps build trust. It has details, the benefits. So copy, so far, really is the most important part of the whole equation, besides, you know, the mail list and some of those other things. But design then comes back on top of that, and hand in hand, and you've probably heard me say this before, together, the proper use of copy and the proper use of design together, that's where that explosion happens, the hit, the essence where somebody catches on, the believability, the trust, and those two together when done properly can make or break whatever you're working on. So copy, I take it so seriously. And before I do anything else, that's what I jump on and really try to tend to first.
Well, I want to get into your process in a minute, but there's one copy principle I picked up in my research on things you had said for this podcast, and that is what's going at the very top of a sales page, a sales letter, an ad. Why is that so important, and what key elements are you looking to put at the very top?
Yeah, so that's a great question. You might have heard me say, or you might be alluding to, heavy on the top.
Yeah.
Heavy on the top means that whether today, you know, I'm on this teeny phone and I'm looking, or it's a print piece, you know, and it's 8.5 by 11 and I have this kind of posture and I'm turning pages and I'm kind of upright, you know, on a phone, you can be in the dark, you know, you can be maybe not driving, hopefully, but there's different situations in which people will read what you've written. So you want to make sure that heavy on the top methodology is helping you. That would be the headline, you know, hard hitting headline. Sometimes though, David, and you and I have talked about this, you will have an eyebrow. What is an eyebrow? Might be some little unknown scientist discovers XYZ. That might be very small. That's the biggest misnomer in designers. They think everything, you know, every single thing has to be huge, or the headline has to be huge. So in this case, heavy on the top means you just want it to really catch your eye's attention at the top, and then specifically designed to uniquely bring them down the page to the maybe the subhead. Maybe there's three benefit bullets, lead them into the body copy. So thinking about that and doing that top, whether it's a postcard, online, print, you know, it doesn't really matter, Facebook ad, being mindful of that. And additionally, you can even throw in maybe some credentialization logos of, you might have seen this, as seen in. Sometimes, like for, I've worked with various golf companies, they have 6 or 7 amazing logos, you know, New York Times, this, that, and the other thing. When I'm first invited in, those logos are way down, like 59 scrolls. Hey, bring that up there. So consider the top, heavy on the top, invite them in, because these days, specifically if we're speaking to online, you might only be allowed 3 scrolls worth of that audience's time. You want to nail them. You want to invite them in with that hard-hitting headline. Let them know what's going on, so you duct tape them down and hold them down until you get a yes, yes, yes.
I love it. Okay, that's really good. Now, the one thing I learned about, and I've known you for, we've known each other a long time, but I just learned about this recently, that you have a 3-part copy review. I'm a little embarrassed to say this may be more thorough than a lot of copywriters or even copy chiefs or offer owners go through, but we need to know what it is. And, you know, whether or not someone's lucky enough to hire you or just to learn from you today, could you walk us through what you do in your 3-part copy review?
Yes, that sounds very important. And I would love to. I will say that, you know, I'd really like to have about 5 hours to go over it with you. So what I'll try to do is a little bit of a shorter version, and I'll get a couple things out of the way first. One, these are very, very important before I explain it. When I go on top of the copy, I try very hard to never let myself see the copy yet. People will invite me, Lori, do you want to work with us? We got the copy. We want you to do X, Y, Z. Do you want to take a little look at it and see? And I'm like, oh, please, no. So the reason behind that, the reason you want to, whether you're a new copywriter, you know, you've been in the business 30 years, you're an entrepreneur and you want to kind of learn these skills, is keeping yourself, as you can tell, I'm keeping myself very fresh, clean, and I'm not inundated by ever seeing it again, so I can really do a good job. The other thing is, before I read that copy, and you might want to do this too, this is critical, I try to host a variety of meetings with the copywriter, maybe the marketing director, the person in charge of the particular product and the specificities of what differentiates that product, the benefits, all those things. I want to learn as much as I can about it before I get to this copy, because when I get on top of that copy the very first time for my first part of the 3-step copy review, I'm just going to read it. I'm just going to read it and I'm just going to see what the heck is going on. So I need to know, since let's pretend I've been hired to do a slam dunk $1 billion revenue plus sales page. I need to, before I read the copy, understand, like, what do you get? Are there 3, you know, that you want to sell packs of 3, the cost, the differentiators, who the audience is, why do they need this, what did they used to use, then they buy yours. What's going to happen if this doesn't work? What are they going to buy next? I ask a million questions to the point of, I'm sure a lot of people want to run and hide. And like, I can't get on another call with Haller. She's driving me insane. But so what happens is I print out the copy, and this is mandatory. I mean, if you're just going to read it on your computer, you might as well just give up as far as I'm concerned. So I never allow that. You know, I coach a lot of full teams. And by that, I mean the copywriters, the designers, the SEO, the marketing advisors, the sales, you know, the whole. So you need those designers or someone like myself, if you're hiring me to do your campaign, to sit and print this out and read it, you know, and I just bring my pen with me and I read it out loud using my own voice. And I read it and I'll notice things like this happened 2 days ago with one of my clients. They decided to read it out loud. They wanted to try it. It was short, you know, it was like 3 pages.
Huh?
So I was looking at the copy while they were reading it and this and that, and they were filling in words. They were like
adding, adding words that weren't written down.
Yeah. And I'm like, hello, time out. You're like, you're adding words. Like, you know, are you going to go and read this to every single person? So I'm like, there you go right there. So if you notice yourself needing to add the and, maybe you need a pause. You noticed your voice paused. Is there a comma missing? I ended up having to add a long dash to the copy. I was going to try to look at it here so that it would say blah, blah, blah. For only $47. You just can't sometimes spill the whole beans, you know? So you're going to be reading it.
Okay, let's pause a second because what you're saying is so important. I want to underline it. A lot of people would think, what is she talking about? A comma, a long dash, a pause, really? Well, yeah, if you're trying to get a grade from Mrs. Callahan in sixth grade, maybe that's, you know, it might not fit grammatically. Copy is the spoken language in written form. And so people are hearing it. They're sub-vocalizing it. And if it doesn't come across to them in a way that's going to be the most convincing, the most comfortable, the most natural, the most authentic, you're going to lose sales. And that's what you're trying to scope out ahead of time, right?
Exactly, David. And those little nuances, like for many of the Agora promotions, I would notice it was amazing copy, of course. Don't get me wrong. They had, you know, the best writers available. But when I'm reading it, I'm like, wow, just visually, I look at the sheet of paper, you know, and I'm like, wow, there's this much and there's no bullets. There's no subheads. There's no stop, pause, indents, a bold. You know, so you're looking for things like that while you're reading it. You're not going to mark it on this round. I'm just trying to read it to read it. How does it sound? How does it feel? Is it aligning with what, you know, I learned from all those meetings? I will be very wide open and honest and say, like, dang, this didn't make sense. So I'll write a note. This bored the hell out of me. This should be here. Wait, why am I learning this here? That got me confused.
I don't want to put you in a box, but this is what a copy chief typically does. I mean, or maybe this is what a publisher. I mean, you're taking all of these different roles, which I commend you for, but I just want to point out, now, it would be great if other designers did that. Maybe not as competitors great, but it'd be great for clients, certainly, but this is really advanced stuff, as simple as you're making it sound. This is advanced stuff. I keep interrupting you, but I just have to make these comments.
Please no, that, I like it that you do because, you know, I'm so excitable and I love what I do. Sometimes I skim over something that could really be helpful. And as you know, I love helping people learn. So You're right. Fortunately, I don't know of any other designer that does it hardcore. I'm hardcore. I'm relentless. And I'm like razor sharp. Like nothing's getting past Haller, you know? But you're right. There's no way. Like I insist on getting a huge landslide mammoth winner every single time. And there's no other way for me. The only way I know to do that is with this, you know, three-step copy review, and then everything else I've developed over the last 30 some years, time and time again, they will make you rise up, shine, hit that reader over the head, make them realize that this is the dang toilet cleaner they need and they can't live without it. So that's what this, I'm looking at my notes here because I have this whole packet that I give out to teams, and this is the first thing we try out is getting them on top of this and how to do it. But so you're just looking for holes. When you get tripped up, you're confused. This price doesn't make sense. Dashes, wow, you know, it's too much of a wall of gray. So I kind of go on top of it and do that. I will tell you this, this will probably make you get the shivers, but the longest copy I've done is 80,000 words.
Like that's longer than my latest book. My God, I'm not shivers. I'm like tilt, like, you know,
that's making awesome. Me dizzy just thinking that, but that, you know, that it's very important to do on that. So review number two, that's when I become the audience. So as I mentioned in the beginning, it's important to have those pre-calls or gather the information, do as much legwork as you can. I must be able to become the audience. The XYZ woman with really dry skin. I work on a lot of beauty and skincare lines. What does she feel like? And I don't mean just like, oh yeah, she's a woman, she's 40, she has kind of dry skin. No, that's lame. When people come to a meeting and they tell me that, I'm like, huh, the call's over. You need to do your homework and come back, for crying out loud. So like, what are their fears? I talk to customer service. What do they say on the phone? If they can release or share a recording, boy, I really like that. The reason I did, it was so emollient. I was dewy afterwards. I look at testimonials. I look at videos. I'll just make a confession, but it's kind of scary. I do like acting here. It's just me, you know, in my home, in my studio, but I will be Nancy with the dry skin. I will try to become her or the man, you know, with back pain and he needs XYZ formula to roll on or the items, the particular supplements. So yeah, you got to become them because if you don't know what it feels like to wake up with whatever situation they need, hey, we have a dirty toilet here. I need some dang good toilet cleaner. And I also want to save the planet at the same time. What do those people wake up feeling and needing to hear? So I do a lot of role play. Let me scroll down so I don't miss anything. Oh, what is going to make me trust it? Am I going to have learned as a woman with a skin care problem that XYZ is dangerous now? This emollient little vitamin E thing, ooh, that's good now. So I always try to make sure I'm on the up and up on that. But what are those words and feelings and why do they need this? You need to know it all again. Like I said, you're not going to get the winner if you just come with the vanilla stuff. Know, like, when is this 65 and up year old man going to read this golf little vignette on his phone? Is it in, I've said this before, is it, you know, he has a couple grandkids, he has to pick them up from soccer. Is it going to be bright out? Is he going to need a bigger font? Are there going to need to be more vibrant photos? Like, really think about it. And that's thinking, boop, missing from most people I work with. They just like kind of go in, like go hard or go home. And definitely, you know, if you really like follow this method, and you don't even have to have written copy. You don't even have to have ever done a project. If you just follow this, you know, and are true to it and do your homework, it can really, really work. So I get all of that stuff out of the way. And then I look at it on like a marketing end, or like with my marketing eyes, I put that hat on. As you know, everybody has to come to the table today as the copywriter, the marketing person, the copywriter, the designer, the strategist. So what I'm trying to do there is I read it and I make sure that it's all aligning. This makes sense. The background formulation for this product, wow, that does make sense. Ooh, I just learned this over here. You said you need 9 times more of this in order to get brighter teeth here for this. That's why this product is the best. It has to make sense. Sometimes people are like, I'm like, okay, what, where did you get this? Did you make it up? Now with AI, you know, like I always say is bring on the AI, because I'm making tons of money fixing the mess that's coming over to me, but that's another story. So the other thing is, if the product, for example, is $349 for this cream or whatever it is, have you zhuzhed it up with the copy and the words and the feeling and the background material so that it feels like it's worth it? Value, you know, if you're trying to get me to buy 3 or get on a subscription model rather than just 1 at $89, how does that stack up? Is the savings good? If you're offering me like a free giveaway of an eye cream if I buy the scrub, how does that stack up? What is that copy? So you see, it's like, you know, you're investigating. You're, no stone is left unturned. And if you're going to cheat yourself and just like, okay, well, I'm not really going to do part 2, but I'm going to do, okay, all right. Well, it's probably going to equate in the end to the success of this. So just be true to yourself. And like I said, anybody can do this, right?
That's awesome. I've never heard anyone describe it that thoroughly before. And I've talked to a lot of people. I love it. Thank you. I've heard that you have an approach where you can make the design force the reader to go through the copy in a certain sequence. Could you talk to us about that?
Yeah. So it's kind of like that heavy on the top. And David, you have the control to do this too. So if you're an entrepreneur, you know, a business owner, a new copywriter, a sage copywriter, you want to think of mostly where they're going to be looking at it. If they're going to be walking out to their little mailbox and it's going to be on a stack of other things, you know, and it's print, then if it's a postcard, it's proven that people want to see their name first. So they'll look at that side because they want to make sure it's for them. These are like little secrets. Or if it's on the phone, they're going to be going like this, right? Like scrolling. So know where your reader is and what the format is. So if it's a phone, it's like this. Mostly, like if it's mobile first and you figure 98% of the people go there. So you have the ability to make the reader do whatever you want at any given time down the whole page or on 24 pages. So big can grab their attention. Little can grab their attention. Bullets, copy, like 3 bold bullets, not too much bold, maybe an underline. Copy. It's like music, David. You and I talk about music all the time.
Yeah.
It's like that's why that 3-step copy review is so critical. You're reading, it's the melody, it's the backbeat. You know, what's the boom shagalaga boom shagalaga in the background, you know, like is there too much noise? So you could do a subhead, some bullets, chunk, a short 4-word sentence will stand out in body copy, like a huge headline will. Like that's where most designers go wrong. They want everything to be big and bold and red. And that, you know, nobody's going to look at that. Think of their eye, try it out for yourself. When did you stop scrolling? Maybe there needs to be a button. So do you see this engagement? It's the duty, the diligence. It's an experience we're creating with video, sound, photos, an illustration, a chart that maps out those difficult ingredients that nobody else has, and the bullets with the benefits. You know, like you have the ability, and you don't have to be a designer. You don't have to be a famous copywriter. You can just think about being that person and what do they need.
Yeah, that's great. So you've given us so much great stuff, but if you could just pick three or four things that a copywriter needs to know and remember about the role of design, or maybe put another way, which I'm getting from you, about the visual experience of the reader and how to write for that experience.
Yeah, I really think that design can go hard on clarity, can make things clear. And clarity is king. If you have great copy and, ooh, it's jazzy and you've been all fancy or whatever, if your audience can't figure it out, the mechanism, the ingredients, the formulation, why the powerful toilet cleaner works better than the rest or whatever, then, you know, that's going to all be out the window. So then believability, those testimonials, the wording, you know, that kind of copy in real words, third, Clayton would be like third and fourth grade level, guys. Come on. That's the trouble. Most copywriters are fairly bright, most, or some are very intelligent. And then you get this word like onomatopoeia. Nobody knows that word or something like,
You know, one thing I always like to remember to keep my grade level down in my writing is half of the U.S. population reads at the fifth grade level or lower.
Brilliant.
They don't even get a sixth, seventh grade, eighth grade word.
Yeah. So keep it down there. And then trust building, you know, believability and trust to me are two different things. So those testimonials, the little nuances, the nuggets you pull out of, you know, your research, it all will stack up, you know, building curiosity, building value. Those things, you know, all come together and build that golden nugget that's like, phew.
That's awesome.
I was just going to say, I wanted to emphasize the last point that you made. Clarity leads to conversions. Creativity often leads to confusion, and confusion leads to people leaving your sales message. So all of this has been great. I had one question before we were out of here. When it comes to CRO, conversion rates optimization, how much do you take into account this picture versus that picture, this structure versus that structure? And how do you go about testing that? I know that as copywriters, we think this headline versus that headline, but we don't put very much thought into this hero image versus this hero image.
Oh, yeah.
How much does that come into play with what you do?
That comes into play so much that you will catch me if you call me at 1 a.m. Woke up, couldn't stop thinking about this photo, don't like it, it's fancy, it's not real enough, it needs to be shabbier, I need to find a worse photo because believability. So yeah, I would bet my left baby toe on many, many photos, and I will not hesitate to be time out, not using that. Even if the client will not give me like, oh, we don't want to use a signature at the bottom of this sales letter, we just want it to be sincerely love Bill or whatever. I'm like, oh, that is so lame. Who does that? Like, you need a real signature, and don't try to give me one of those electronic ones. Like, you know, like, so it, I spend so much time on all of that, making it believable. You brilliant, brilliant notions there. And we test and test and test and test. You know, there's so many softwares now where you can set it up to run 18 split tests, this photo, not that photo. And that's where a lot of people that just don't know because they're trying to test like 15 headlines against this and that. I'm like, one thing for crying out loud, one photo change here can crack open, you know, a tidal wave. So yeah, so great. I love that question.
If people want to find you, what's your website? What's the best place to connect with you?
Yeah, that's a great, they should come over to my studio and hang out all day. You don't want to do that. Yeah, it's my full name, Lori, Lori Haller, Haller.com. And then there's a really cool John Carlton video there. You might get the giggles over that. And, you know, it'll tell about like what type of clients. And then lastly, LinkedIn is what I would recommend because all that information is on there. But then there's tons of very fun videos that I've been so blessed to, you know, do with people. So thank you for asking me, Nathan.
Absolutely. And in the show notes, we'll make sure to put a link to your website and I'll put a link to your LinkedIn in there as well so people can check that out. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing all of this with our copywriters today. David, did you have anything else before we're out of here?
No, just thank you, Lori. This is terrific. Great information. And, you know, some tips that copywriters should make their own, because I've seen a lot of the same. Whenever I do a copy review, I see a dozen of the things that you talked about today that need to be fixed.
Yeah, well, I hope it helps somebody. And I'm just so grateful for this opportunity. Thanks for having me.
All right. And as we close, I just want to bring up the way that the marketing world is changing, the way that the copywriting world is changing. These are things that copywriters either need to know or might even be responsible for. And if you're working with somebody or if you have a client that says, hey, we need you to also take this into account, images, layout, structure, these are things that used to be separated, but now are becoming more and more to be a competitive copywriter. You have to know this stuff, whether you're working with somebody or you're responsible for it. It's something that you have to know. So I just appreciate you coming on and sharing it with our listeners. And if you enjoyed this episode or if you want to get the show notes for this episode, head on over to copywriterspodcast.com. And until next time, we will catch you later.
Catch you later.
Bye.
Hey, did you enjoy today's show? Want to help get it into the ears of more listeners? Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast app.
This is the Copy and Funnels Podcast Network.